Right, it's Kerrang Radio. It is me, Johnny Doom, and I'm backstage with Chino from Deftones. How are you doing?
I'm very good. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good. I partied quite hard last night.
So I heard. They're talking about it.
But I had to because it rained pretty much all day yesterday. Okay. It was quite hard going. And then while I was watching Rammstein, the rain stopped. So I thought, that's party time. But yeah, it was a good day, really good day.
Great.
When did you get in?
I got here about an hour ago.
Oh, okay.
Actually, I got here this morning, but then I took off for a little bit to the hotel and took a nap and a shower, and I feel refreshed. I feel good.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
It's a big gig for you tonight.
Yeah.
Just before Sabbath. That's
yes, sir.
Have you done that before? Have you ever played?
Not before. You know what? Yes, we have. We did a tour with Black Sabbath in the States, maybe in 2000. No, 1999.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But you guys have been going a long time now. You're almost coming up to an anniversary, really. You started in like 88 or something.
Yeah, I mean, in the garage in 88, you know, we weren't actually out playing shows until maybe, you know, 1990. We started actually getting out and, you know, be like a band that was, you know, actually out doing stuff. But yeah, we were pretty young when we started, in, you know, in the garage. Pretty wild.
And you're just survivors, really, Deftones. You've just managed to, like, you know, other bands...
We're like cockroaches.
Yeah, bands have gone under or passed by, and you just seem to kind of do your thing and kind of... Everyone seems to get
I mean, I would like to think that that's why. I mean, I feel like we've kind of always just done our thing and really not tried to fit in, you know, even though it feels like it's cool to us because we end up fitting in to, like, or being able to find our place in all different types of, you know, situations. Yeah, I mean, like, to be able to play, you know, this thing, and, you know, we're not the most metal band in the world, but, you know, we got a pretty good slot, you know, in front of the metal band of the world, you know what I mean?
So everyone I've talked to today is like, Deftones just... They're just Deftones, and what they do is great. And, you know, I'm glad it crosses over to so many people as well, really, you know. So, obviously, it's quite a big set, so you get to do a bit of old stuff, a bit of new stuff well.
You know, it's all dictated by the time. We have 50 minutes tonight, so trying to squeeze in as much from here and here and here and here and put it into something cohesive. And it should be fun, you know what I mean? We probably won't play too much new stuff because of that, but that's fine with us, you know what I mean? You know,
but Gore, time for that. You know, Gore's I'd say it's slightly different in places.
Oh, it is.
It's got some different elements to it. It was well documented that recording was kind of mixed between the band, but I mean,
it always is, though.
It always is.
Yeah, I think it's a mix for a story, you know what I mean? There's all this tension and whatever, blah, blah, blah. But like, we always, I mean, like I said, we've been friends since we were little kids.
Yeah.
You know, in 88, we were in the garage, whatever. And back then we were stoked that we were in a band together, but we didn't like, for one, we didn't know what we're doing. We still don't really have this,
a game plan.
We really don't. We don't go in. And I feel like that's what makes it original in a way. That's why it is just Deftones, because we don't have, like, we don't go in with any preconceived idea of what we're trying to do.
It's,
you know,
the
what I mean?
Sum of its parts, really.
Yes,
isn't
we don't,
it?
And that's what it is.
Their own little,
and everybody's, thing. You know, as much as we all love each other and whatever, we're different people. You know, what I mean? And it's not as black and white as just I like this, Stefan likes that. We fight, we make records. It's not. No. There's you know, three other guys, and everybody has an opinion, and everybody's outspoken, and we're not scared to say shit to each other. You know what I mean? And that's what. Why no one's tiptoeing around anybody else, you know what I mean? And that's why, you know, it's not the easiest thing sometimes to make records, but when they're done, everybody is like, can stand behind it because everybody spoke up, you know?
We love what you do. Enjoy yourselves. Are you a bit sad to hear that Sabbath are splitting up?
I am. I mean, you know, it would have to happen at some time. I'm surprised that you know, we're going to see it tonight. I'm you know, overjoyed by that. When we played with them in 99, I was like, wow. I mean, I remember touring with Ozzy back in 97. It was one of our first big tours we ever did. It was Ozzy, Korn, and us. And Korn was a new band. We were an even newer band. And, you know, and we were touring with Ozzy. And back then, I was like, man, you know, I was like, Yeah. You know, I thought they were old timers back then. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And that was '97, so they're still doing it. Ozzy's still doing it.
On a killer show. As yeah, well, man. To be
yeah, and I think it's awesome. I mean, you know, they owe it to themselves to take a break and live life. But I'm excited to be, you know, part of this. One of their last shows for sure.
Well, nice chatting to you. Have a great gig. I'm sure you will. And
sweet.
Yeah, we'll see you again.
Sounds good, man. All right.